Beginning current daf, Masechet is my cut daf. Chavikim are getting them off. Beginning today's month, the Gemara of Yehuda. I mean, he says that loy hotzuchu. No, it's not necessary. Meaning, we didn't have to tell you about the first week because that's obvious. Rather, he pushes everything off a week. Yerushalmi plays like a loch gedir and leis b'yam. Yerushalmi rules like the one who adds on the days, which is like a Yehuda who adds on to the days of Velas, meaning up until the fifth week. Now, but Isi says to Isi, I saw Kishu Isi cutting those small. Rabbin Yitzchak Zikini shloha yeshav b'mkayma et shavur devi. He didn't sit in his place until the fourth week. Not believe that the time. I don't know his reasoning. Kashemo Yisavik Rabbi Yehuda be held like Rabbi Yehuda. Imkain Yisbu Kamaisa B'Shnei. Then he should hold like him by the second week. Shein Yisim Pesach Beisai. But he did leave Pesach Beisai. So what's his contradictory ruling? So since me Yeshemo, what you could say is Bahash Kachan the Tuvel El that we do find previously that the Avelis Shiva that. For that, he wouldn't hold a computer, because that we found many places that the morning is that for 7 days. It becomes long, and that's how we rule. So even if he held a computer, that up until the fourth week, you don't sit in your place, but it didn't hold like him regarding that you won't leave your house until after another 7 days. But says Taisa, maybe his reasoning is actually like Rabbanu, not like computer. Now, so then why didn't he sit in his place up until the fourth week? Because Mishum the Tzarech Leishim Mekam Evin Medav, since Allah requires that he goes to his place, but he's not allowed to speak. So the Tev Yisus, Sheish Mechotz Mekam, better that he does not sit in his place, because the Shem Yenos Ladab Kim Mekam, because maybe this is only to speak with the people in your place. And maybe you're allowed to sit in your place, but he didn't want to speak with his friends over there, and therefore he sat somewhere else. Next test, not to begin with the Gemara, Ashi Ebra Shlesh Ragon. If one's wife passed away, he's not allowed to get remarried until after three Yom Tevim have passed. Which is that he should be with three Yom Tevim without joy, and that he shouldn't forget the love of his wife who passed away. Or you know, another reason is so that if he's going to marry another woman, that he shouldn't remember any of the first one, which is only after Shalosh Ragam have passed. And the reason for that is days b'mita. So I guess the Gemara says elsewhere, you don't want to have two different thoughts of different people when he's intimate with his wife. Therefore, we need three Yom Tevim to forget about the first wife. But additionally, it's Penyas Kerenda. He might remind her, the love of his first wife, the continent to provoke his new wife. Well, therefore, we have to wait till after Shal Shogom where he forgets about his first wife. And the Dami Dahacha Min La'el. Similar to what we're saying over here, the Gemara said previously of Chaval Vam Abbas, that Mesa Ishtai, if his wife passed away, Venasa Ishtai has married another wife, in the Rishol Lekonis La'bez of Hulu, no one's allowed to go into the house and console him. So again, that shouldn't cause the new wife to become disheartened. Now, Pesha Rebbe Biyana, he says, the Inchach lives like Rebbe Yehuda. It's not applicable to rule like Rebbe Yehuda, that he says that you don't have to wait 3 Yom Tov, only 2 Yom Tov, Mishum the Kamel El, because, we said previously, Nebuchad Bezim Al, Kedibah Mekab Ebel, Allah is like the leading opinion regarding the laws of Avelis, because the Hamel is the plea of Baha'ah, Inzo Be'evud. Allah over here is not regarding the laws of mourning, because they may Ebel call them. This is one thing I've already passed. This is a different idea, and therefore it's not directly related to the laws of Avelis to say like the Allah is like the leading interpretation. He said to her sister in the cemetery by the hitlabaya of his wife, which is her sister, let's get married. Which place is Labdav, because not so precise, because Abel, the mourner, calls Shiva also, for the entire Shiva, at least, it's forbidden to get married. Now, Vrivam Mavash, actually, Rivam explains, Zuhir Isha, this is actually the woman, that the Gemara says, this wife actually passed away in Erev Pesach. Now, Rimon Leil, the Gemara previously said, even if it's one moment, and then the Yom Tov comes, but like men Gzeir Shiva, it actually nullifies the Gzeir Shiva. So actually, he's able to get married right then in the cemetery because Yom Tov is coming, and that was Mavatal the Shiva. Now, me and Mashma Web, it sounds like Shasivik Isa Pidish, that he holds like the interpretation, Shapir Yashin Lamal B'Shem Rabbeinu, Shasu B'Nechitza Ad Erev, that the prohibition of bathing is up until the evening, that Zeum Mabayim, that means to say that that's actually when it's still daytime. But actually, from the evening, actually, he's permitted to have brachita. So, too, he's permitted to get married. And therefore, Yosef HaKohen is permitted to marry his sister-in-law when it was by evening time because it's already mevatel, the Gzer Shiva, already now. Now, but then, Hanichal Ibanim Gitan, the halacha of having leftover little children, Miyad Mutalisa Balival. So, I actually had to get married right away and to have cohabitation. But then, in Lebanon, so if there's no children, Parashim Betaisis Yamam, Mustafa Megalon Beis, Chemik Suvis Parakam, and Avdal, and Alpha, but Chuvis, and regarding the Chuvis that Tais actually brings a machlik is reading Rabbin Atam. Pentam holds that someone that does not have children is permitted to be well to take lamet, reholds, now be boil and collect lamet. And therefore, those who have small children, they're allowed to get married to take care of the children, but if you don't have children, you're not get married until after 30 days because now be well until after 30 days. And therefore, there's no peri in until after 30 days, and therefore, you're not get married right away. Now, Masham Mesechdes Machas, this it says in Mesechdes Machas Baha'i Milsa, around this teaching, the Nusab al Alta got married right away, but Lebola Azmam Rubber didn't have competition until a while later. The Haidamina, this that we say, the Inlo Mishay Shamshenu Mutter, that if there's no one to help him out, that he's allowed to get married right away after 30 days. You don't have to wait 30 days. That I wrote about in a different place, that that's a different exemption. For the first 30 days, it's forbidden to have this lawn, this pressed clothing, which says davka giyutz asa. Now, specifically, that if it was pressed, that's forbidden within 30 days. Malay giyutz without being pressed, then going keep it. For example, let's say it was just laundered, then actually mutter, then it's permitted. And the reason is because I'm really coming to the message later in the is al tivko lemes. This says in the passage, don't cry for someone who died, which means don't mourn too much. So hakeitz a haso shleishim yim the gates. It's only 30 days for giyutz and for hair cutting, which doesn't say anything about laundry. Obviously, that laundering is permitted within the shleishim. And umesechtes smaches. It brings shleishim yim the gates. Kitzad v'chol. And again, it doesn't mention laundry. It only mentions pressed garments. Rishalmi says gzeir shleishim is gates with tesparis. Again, I'm a kibis mashm the shor, but regarding laundering, sounds like it's permitted. I'm reading pekachel. So the one says in the chel, it's yivamis to the megillah and beis gabe almona. Regarding a widow that shouldn't get married until 30 days from when her husband passed away, and the reason may evil because of mourning. Come the Gemara says the evil shalom that her mourning is shleishim yim 30 days. The Prokhti Gemara says asks, but in kavochemer. If we now do laundry, which is the week that Tishba falls on, Mutla Aris, you're allowed to get engaged. So, Mutla Aris, where you're allowed to do laundry, which is within 30 days in the morning, in addition to Mutla Aris, isn't a Kavachayma that you're allowed to get engaged? So, again, you see that laundering is permitted during the Shleisha. Now, by other time, but this will the that if someone had someone who died within 8 days before the Yomtim, we already went from the Shiva into the Shleisha period. Imrotza lachabis ulasaper hashus biyadis. So if he wants to do laundry and take a haircut, then you're allowed to do that. So it sounds like, oh, but if not, since it's during the shleishim, would be forbidden to do laundry. So leisipa lekibis ed regla, and actually it says that if he didn't do a haircut, he didn't do laundry every yom tov. Asl hasab lachabis hashishul mashleishim. If you now take a haircut and do laundry until 30 days have passed, mashma lekibis ham. Also sounds like that within the shleishim also laundry is forbidden. So it says nirahu kibis actually appears that. Kibbutz actually means the hainugiyutz. It means pressed clothing, not laundry. Now, says Toysis, ma'achat the kibbutz. Now, based on the principle that we're establishing, that laundry is permitted, so giyutz not mishor l'dav. So actually, our pressing is also going to be permitted for us. Because the main prayer comes to the like the Gemara says in the first prayer, the Ksubah of Yom HaBeis, the prayer down the times, the fourth prayer, the times, the fourth dozen days, the giyutz shalom, the kibbutz shalom. Our pressed garments is like their laundry, and just like laundry is permitted, so to our pressing is permitted. He says, he asks, Nar Sugya, we find Babaya Nafik Bechul, Babaya went out during his days of mourning with Begadim Muguhatim. The Gemara says, because it was like Rebbe that disagrees with Rabbanan and permits for an Aval to go out with pressed garments. Now, the problem is, they were in bubble. The Giyutz to Inu in the Elekibus, where their Giyutz is only like the launching of Eretz Yisrael. So he still said, Rabbanan would hold this forbidden when we see our pressing is not permitted. Because it's like their laundry. So, but here's Ben Yitzchak answers. Says the Pa'am Shayim Mavim Eretz Yisrael came Mugratzim. No, sometimes they would import from Eretz Yisrael pressed garments. Oy or Shema Pa'am Shayim Mavim Umnin that Yoidin Legatz Eretz Yisrael. Maybe they're bringing actually the professionals that knew how to press like they did in Eretz Yisrael. So that's why the Rabban hold its Aser because it wasn't like our gear. It was like their gear. Now, one time they have a discipline and they tosefta. All those that we said that Allah take a haircut on Cholam Ma'id Mitzvah Sabbat Tefshashim Allah take a haircut during the Shleishim. Aba Kol Elu Shama Mitzvah Chavis Ma'id. All those that we said that Allah take that Allah do laundry Cholam Ma'id Asavet Tefshashim Yam Shal Abel. Then Allah go ahead and do laundry during the Shleishim of Avelas. So similarly, we see over here that a novel is forbidden to do laundry within 30 days. So let me have to say again, the kibbutz Nami Hainu gives that kibbutz really means geyut, means press clothing. Now, but the Riva actually said it's forbidden to do laundry with an Ishlation. And it doesn't appear to him to reject all those cases that we had brought, that we said, although it seemed like kibbutz is also to say the kibbutz is really geyut. And therefore, he holds, no, that actually laundry is forbidden to be done in the Ishlation. Ah, so why do you do all the other rayas that Tayser brought? Well, the compare this says in the Chalzin, Babazab, and Gilman Alf. That Mokum Shematul Chabais. That the place that you're allowed to go ahead and do laundry, which we said that a mourner within 30 days is allowed to do laundry. And that's specifically one of those that are permitted to take a haircut and to do laundry, like we said in the beginning of the parak to be Gimlon Beis. Some comes from overseas, you have to when they come out of jail. Those are the individuals, but you're right, generally you're not allowed to do laundry. And this says that on Tisha B'av, you now do laundry. That's specifically because you can wait till after Tisha B'av. Since it doesn't last so long, it's only a few days. The Gemara brings is that Shmur Shachal by Tisha B'av, the week that Tisha B'av falls out, you now do laundry, even for those who come out of jail, and still you're allowed to get engaged. So a widow within 30 days is allowed to do laundry. Then if she comes out of jail or comes from overseas, that's the case with Tovman, then most definitely we permit for engagement. Now, the Gemara actually brings that regarding a widow within 30 days, the Mokam Shemut L'Sapa, L'Chabas L'Sapa, in the place where you're allowed to do laundry and to take a haircut. So this of taking a haircut is actually forbidden during the Shleshim. But according to what Taisa says, it's actually talking about that she came from overseas, actually could have the gifts of Mokam Shemut L'Chabas L'Sapa, because those are also allowed to take a haircut. So it says, we're going to see the shopper. Now it makes sense the gears of a Mokam Shemut L'Sapa can be used. Like we explained that you could even say that it's permitted to take a haircut, Bein Tzorch L'Mokam, and now you don't have to delete it. And Bein Tzorch L'Yashva B'Ishu, you don't have to resolve it by saying, oh, specifically a woman is allowed to take a haircut within 30 days, or B'Giluach Kalaraish, or, oh, we're talking about were you shaving off all the hair on the head, Kedivir Mefarshim, like the words of the commentary, Shurtz L'Yashva B'Giluach Kalaraish, that they want to resolve the text of the Swam, that, oh, the haircut is only for beauty, and when you cut off all the hair, it's not considered to spires. No, based on what we're saying, it's just those who came from overseas, all those that have the exception. And the Barachti B'Teis Yivamas says, I was lengthy on this in Teis Yivamas, that's over there. Now, B'Gesinon, now, according to the Rival, that says that even laundry is forbidden within 30 days, so the Gisla come on the Afghalzayim Abayz, Al Tivka B'Chulu, so the Gemara says, okay, it's out. So, Shleshim Yom L'Techbayz L'Bet Espayres, it said that 30 days for laundry and for haircutting. Because l'shitasa, it's not only giyutz, like it's not like giyutz al tispares, it's even tachbaisis for tispares. Now, v'odem al-el, this thing might say, previously, that there's one al that avul also for tachbaisis, that one is forbidden in laundry. Now, mash malach shiva shari, but it sounds like that after the shiva, it's only during the shiva, but after the shiva would be permitted. So I would, the reverse saying, it's a whole shleishim. So he says, no, hasam b'mai ma'iri, that's talking about to do laundry with just with water. But b'nes v'chol, not with sand and with soap and detergent. Because the Yechalis Matalach HaShiva says that can be permitted after the Shiva. Now, the Taisa Rav Kach Pirshan, that's actually in the Taisa Rav, he explains that lesser, he says that, yeah, it's actually forbidden to do laundry during the Shleishim. But Hashem Rabbi Pirshata, but in the name of his teacher, he said that it's actually permitted. Now, Lefim HaShem Pirsh, now based on what the Rivo explains, that the kibbutz also can make giyutz, that laundry is forbidden like giyutz. Now we can answer the original question from Shmuel Mevardayim that he had asked on Taisa's answer, that our pressing is like the laundry, and since laundry is permitted, so our pressing should also be permitted. So yes, I, Abaya, went out with Begad Megu'atzim, because it was like Rebbe, and not like a bundle, it's also, you see, according to the bundle, it would be also even the giyutz a bubble. Now, but according to Riva, that laundry is also also. So since our gitz is like the laundry, yeah, so the gitz would be aser, and therefore it was actually a proof that Abai does not hold the Rabban, actually holds the Grabi. Now, Mihu, however, says Taisus, Mayri, Lohi Mefarish Mamish Lesser Kol Kibas. My teacher didn't explain literally to say that all laundry is forbidden. Lohi Mefarish, Tai Brais Lesser Kibas, rather, he explained that this Brais that we explained that says that Kibas is forbidden, Hain Rebbe Tishol, that's specifically Eretz Yisrael. The Kibas Shalahan, Kigir Shalahan, because their laundry is like our pressing. Now, Mehidik Tani, Hagiyutz. This that it says that giyutz is also but like kibbutz and not laundry. I know a bubble. That's a bubble. So that resolves the contradiction that only giyutz and bubble is also because that's like kibbutz in Eretz Yisrael. Not miul lefizeh, but based on this, lo hayu also ledidan kim get. So that here in bubble, only pressing would be forbidden, but laundry would be permitted. Now achin haya rim afash balay raya. Now the rim himself actually explained without any proof. Giyutz is permitted in bubble. And this is the Gemara brings a proof from Abaya. Because Mo'atzim is because in bubble they put Ma'umnim Meretz Yisrael. You're in the guts, yeah, because sometimes in bubble they had the professional Meretz Yisrael that knew how to do the pressing. But our pressing is actually not forbidden. Now, B'Kli Pishdan, regarding linen garments, in B'Mishram Gitz, there's no problem about the pressed garments. And the Chaylik ala Shas, Yerushalmi. On this, he disagrees with the Yerushalmi that holds that actually pressing of linen garments is also during 30 days, because the Ketani Hasr, because the Yerushalmi says that Kol Shleishim Yom LeGiyutz Aser, that all 30 days Giyutz is forbidden Lubash Kli Tzem and Megu'atzim Chadashim to wear new woolen pressed garments, the Kli Peshtin Megu'atzim Levanim and linen white pressed garments. So therefore, the Yerushalmi obviously holds that even linen is forbidden. Now, Pirish B'Taisis Harav is explained in the Taisis Harav, but the Hod Asri Geutz, this that Geutz is forbidden, that's Tafka Luvish, that's specifically to wear the press garments. Of the Geutz, but actually just to do the pressing, is actually mutter, is permitted. So we say that all 30 days for Geutz. That's to wear the press garments, etc. Adam tell where it says mutter, hailach, kill, legitz, but that you let it go ahead and bring the press garments within 30 days. Now, v'eni deya, says Taisis, that emhoyu emar rav, if the rav would say heter, b'kibus tech shiva, the permission of also just laundry, not to wear laundered garments, even within the shiva. U'mechalik dami being l'chapis alubash, and does he make the difference also between laundering or just a problem about wearing? Mi'ur Rabbeinu Yitzchak zikini mefash b'r shavasa, but my elder, the Rabbeinu Yitzchak, he explains in the response him, that for l'chabes l'nechas, so no, even do laundry and talibah is going to be forbidden during the Shiva. But that's in the very best of times. In fact, we see that in the last breaking times, it's forbidden l'chabes l'nech to do laundry and to leave it over by Shavu Shachal b'tishabav. So that'll be the same thing over here by Amelis. Vayit Pirish b'tishabav, he also explains in his response, in the chibah shalano mutu b'tishabav, that actually our laundry, our type, which is a lower level, is actually permitted on Tisha B'Av. Because I mean, like we said, the Gir Shalom, the Kibbutz Shalom, because our pressing is like their laundry. Mashma, the Kibbutz Shalom, and the Kibbutz Shalom sounds like their laundry, it's not even like their laundry. And they're basically calling the Isra of laundry. But Achis, if I had to pray, come to Ksubis, so there is explicitly this in the first being Ksubis, that we're going to be based. Now, Mihu, however, in Yemei Abelis, but regarding the days of mourning, also the Kibbutz Shalom is forbidden even in our type of laundry. And Philip Tisha B'Av, even at Tisha B'Av, Machmin Oilam, the world is stringent, the Jewish world, the Kibbutz Shalom, the Techaminig, but even our laundry, through a custom, just like they're stringent regarding the laws of mourning, the basim leach that regarding soldier meat, the shabbalach that according to halacha is permitted, but still they treat it as forbidden, even though it's not considered in the issa of eating meat, but they included so too over here regarding doing our laundry on Tisha B'Av. Now, I don't understand, where he gets this from to be more lenient regarding Tisha B'Av, more than days of mourning regarding the laundry, because the adra, but to the contrary. From this that we see in Perek Achiltz at Tishbub before that the widow within 30 days is permitted to do laundry. And Shavu Shechal Tishbub is actually forbidden to do laundry. So you actually see that Tishbub is actually more chomer than days of mourning. Now Tais actually comes to qualify regarding the stringency of the 7 days of Avelis, Mom Nalochas of Chol HaMoed. Which actually starts a new idea. That Adad Rab is like a period. It says, the Perek Vas of the Tainis nearly. The last Perek of Tainis appears to be Shemach Meyeser that is more stringent in the Giyuts, Kli Pishtan B'Mei Evle B'Moed. Regarding the pressing of the linen garments, that there's a mourning, than it is on the Chol HaMoed. Because it says over there that Kli Pishtan, there's no Isser of Giyutz. Sounds like that, but the Isser of laundry there is, whereas regarding Chol HaMoed, we say that's actually permitted to launder linen garments. Now, Medpachas Yedayim. Now, regarding hand towels, Heshe Rabbeinu, our teacher responded, although it's permitted to wash them on Chol HaMoed, it's forbidden on the days of mourning. Like Bigma said previously, the design of a base, whatever is permitted to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, they're permitted to take a haircut in the days of mourning. The Gemara says, I have a title in the Brights that I assume they're forbidden to take a haircut on the days of mourning. But Mukulan, the Gemara explains, but the Kafu Avila Batoma, where it was consecutive mournings. Only over there is where we say that they're permitted to take a haircut, but in general, forbidden to take a haircut. So we see that the 7 days of mourning are more stringent than Chol HaMoed regarding a haircut, and so too regarding that of washing hand towels, even though Chol HaMoed is permitted. But on the days of mourning would be forbidden. Shinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, Rabbi Nafik B'chulu, where Rabbi went out on the days of mourning with a new garment that wasn't white, because the Elder Kabbalah, that only prohibition was with white. And the Bai went out with an old white one that was pressed, because the Elder Rabbi, that's only forbidden when it's new. So Tais says, when you have a Bai and Rava, so the Halacha is like Rava. But Pishma Taisis, he says, the Bai and Rava, Halacha Rava. If that's the case, Mutalabush Kilmugu Atim Tzibu, and the Falagadashim, then you could wear even freshly pressed new garments, as long as they're colored and not white, or yeshan, or old, even if they're white, and so too, that's how the Rebbeinu Chananel rules.